Welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee-deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Maria.
And I'm Carol, and this is Season 2, Episode 8 of Sticky Pickles. Maria, you're kicking us off this week. What is your sticky pickle?
Okay, so I want to introduce you to a family living in Oklahoma. And it's Murad and his mother, Kadira. And they are from Algeria, and they are immigrants to the United States. And one of the languages that they speak to each other is Arabic. That is the language they speak naturally to each other. Because Kadira is learning English, but she's not fluent. Murad is fluent in English and Arabic.
Oh, it's always the way, right? For the first generation, it's the hardest.
And it's like you bring the kid along to translate for you at the doctor's. Oh, yeah, we've
exactly.
all
exactly. Yeah, exactly.
As an immigrant kid, like my parents, thankfully spoke fluent English, but it's a very common thing. So this is that situation where Kadira is a single mom, Murad is her adult son, but they live together while he's you know getting work and all that kind of stuff. So Kadira. She's a beautiful woman, and she is open to love. And being in Oklahoma, there's not a lot of people around her. I mean, there is a community with where they live nearby, but you know, she wants to date a white American guy, and she found one named Dan.
Okay,
Dan treats Kadira really nice. Admittedly, Murad's not a big fan of Dan, but you know what? Kadira's like, listen, Dan's a nice man. He treats me well. And that's really what I need at this point in my life. Like, it doesn't have to be complicated. Murad, back off.
Okay, so does Dan speak Arabic?
No, not a word. He speaks only American English.
But somehow Kadira and him get on. That works.
Yeah, I mean, Kadira speaks some English. She's learning. And you know what they say about learning a language, right?
No.
The best way to learn it is in bed.
I've never heard
okay,
that.
Okay, that's... Oh, I was like, I thought everybody knew this. To me, the best way to learn it is when you're a child and you learn it from your parents. So, you know, the best way to learn English is from a loved one who's teaching you with affection, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, Kadir is happy, and Murad's like, happy for you, Mom, but Dan's kind of an asshole. I'm not a fan.
Oh. So Murad thinks Dan's a dick.
Murad thinks Dan is a dick, and Murad tells his mom this frequently in front of Dan in Arabic. And Dan is sitting there in the room being like, listen, I don't speak Arabic. That's really rude for you to speak a language I don't understand in front of me to my girlfriend. You need to speak English when you're around me. Otherwise, like, you're being super duper rude because for all I know, you're talking shit about me. And of course, Murad is talking shit about Dan, but I don't know if I agree with Dan, like that Murad is obligated to speak English only when he's around Dan. What do you think?
Whoa.
Yeah.
I've been around people who speak different languages than me with their family members. They'll always jump into their, you know, native tongue for a while, and who cares? I wonder if Dan picked up on the vibes rather than the language, because in whatever language, that guy is a dick is easy kind of prey to go,
like, your boyfriend kind of sucks, Mom. Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, that's often been like my thing when I hear people getting mad about, very American phenomenon, people getting mad about hearing a non-English language being spoken in public is the fear is they're talking shit about you. And it's like, yeah, they could be talking shit about you, but like, you want to hear it in English? I mean,
yeah.
Like, what, you think that them speaking in English is going to make them change their opinion about you being an ass?
I also find it a weird behavior for a new boyfriend to take because... Mm. In most situations, I can imagine that mom would likely side with the son. Like, I think if you're dating someone with kids, you kind of you're dating the person and their kids in a way.
Murad's like in his 20s. I don't know if I mentioned it. He's an adult. So like he's right. Living with mom because he's trying to get on his feet in the new country. But,
right.
You know, like if he was a little kid, very different story, but he's an adult. So, but you're right though. I mean, trying to... I guess I'm trying to see it from both points of view here because I'm very reflexively like, no, fuck that guy. You can speak whatever language you want. Mm. But I'm trying to see from his point of view, would this be seen as like them ganging up on him from his perspective? Because he, like he might feel so left out that he's like, well, why did you invite me into your little life if you're not going to speak something I understand?
Okay, surely he's only speaking Arabic to his mom occasionally, not all the time. I'm sure he's just not speaking to Dan at all because he's pissed off Dan's there, right?
Yeah, I mean, Murad speaks fluent English, but like his mom's, they spoke Arabic to each other. This is the language that they're most comfortable speaking with each other, and like it feels unnatural for them to speak English to each other. It's just not what they do.
I wonder if it depends on where you are. So, for example, if Kadira and Murad are at home, right, and Dan happens to be visiting them for dinner, and they happen to have a few, a few sentences or whatever, little phrases, little conversations in Arabic, who cares, right? They're in their own house. I mean, that's obviously going to happen.
Yeah, that would be my point of view, too. What if, like, they're out in public? They're all, say the three of them are at a restaurant. Does that change things?
I think if Dan, honestly, this is maybe weird. If Dan has invited them out for dinner, right, and they're going as his guests, and then they spend the whole time speaking in Arabic and not involving him, I think that would be a bit like, that's a bit of a dick move.
Yeah. This is widely regarded as a dick move. I agree. Yeah.
But if they're in their own house and occasionally they slip into the lingo, who cares? I suspect Dan gives a shit because he's sensing the hostility that Murad's got towards him.
And correctly, too. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, though, they could, what if Murad was nothing but complimentary, but still speaking in Arabic in front of Dan and Dan didn't know what was going on? Like, it's still Murad's right to speak to his mom and whatever she's more comfortable in, but it feels really oddly controlling to me that Dan's like, no, speak English.
Yeah, me too. I don't like that either.
Bad vibes.
I think a lot of people don't know how to deal with their frustration very well, though. I think a lot of us are like
that. Especially right now.
Yeah. But, you know, like I've been frustrated and like, oh, I just can't stand the way you do the dishes. And in real...
Oh, it's like the bitch eating cookies phenomenon.
What's that?
In the Reddit world of terrible mother-in-laws, there's this thing called a bitch eating cookies. It's like you just hate somebody so much that they could just be eating cookies and it annoys you. It's just like, that bitch is eating cookies.
It's like must you breathe?
It's like, anything you do is wrong and I hate you. Yeah.
So I think maybe Murad's got a little bit of that to Dan, and maybe well-deserved.
Maybe.
I wonder if the mom sees this and goes, oh, ouch, that's a bit,
Yeah, it's all sort of a red flag. Like, I get why Dan's like, you know, I cannot understand a word that anybody's saying, and that makes me feel really left out. But making it a demand, like, you cannot speak it in front of me because it's rude. Like, maybe just have a conversation about it.
But like, think of it the other way around, right? She's supposed to go to all his events, family events and friend events, and they're all going to learn Arabic before she arrives. Yeah. Oh no, because she understands enough English, it's okay. Like, it sucks both ways.
It does.
He's not a keeper, Kadir. He's not a keeper.
I agree with you. It sounds like Dan is Mr. Right for now. All right, Carol, what is your sticky pickle?
All right, so we have two brothers, right? Live at home. We've got Mark, who's 14, and we've Scott, who's 18. Okay. And these two brothers get on. You know, there's 4 years between them, but they hang out occasionally, and they tell each other some things, but not very much, because there's 4 years between them. Mm-hmm. And one day, so Mark is out with his pals and the folks are at the store and Scott is at home working on flyers for his new best friend's gig, right? So he needs to now print them and put them all around town, but his laptop absolutely refuses to connect to the printer.
Yeah.
And fuck it, he thinks, fuck it, I'll use Mark's. And he goes in, but weirdly, the computer is password locked. And that's odd because house rules are that none of the kids can have locked devices. But Scott, however, breaks in like two tries because Mark used the name of his pet turtle, Speed McQueen.
Jeez. Listen, this Smashing Security will teach you how to not do that.
So what do you know, right? He gets in and up pops an incoming message from someone called DeMoist.
DeMoist?
DeMoist, okay, two words, D, small d, E, space, capital M, moist.
Yeah.
And it says, bet you got hot junk in your trunk, Scotty.
Ew.
Okay, followed by a close-up of, well, like a booby crack. I don't know how else to call it.
Cleavage?
Oh, yes, cleavage.
the actual word that exists for that. Booby crack.
That word totally didn't even occur to me.
Booby crack. Yeah, okay.
Oh my God.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, but you noticed in the message it said, bet you got hot junk in your trunks, Scotty. And Scott, like, Scott's using Mark's computer, his brother's computer. It's like, what the fuck? Scott's thinking, what the fuck?
That is a what the fuck.
So he doesn't know anyone called DeMoist, right?
From Des Moines, Idaho.
So he starts digging around only to find a chat profile that has his, Scotty's, picture and his full name and all his hobbies and his favorite foods and favorite movies, everything.
What?
Yes. It
creepy.
Seems as though Mark, aged 14, is created a profile in Scott's name and has been using it to catfish ladies.
Oh, Jesus.
And you don't want to know, like, the worst thing about it for Scott, who's 18, right? The worst thing is the what Mark thinks sexy talk is.
What a 14-year-old thinks. Yeah.
Right? Like, it's truly abysmal. It's like, bet your boo-boos are huge.
Your boob cracks are great.
Or like things like, do you have pubes? God. It's excruciating, right? So you're sitting there at your sibling's computer, basically seeing all his little chats with all these sketchy, sketchy profiles of probably other perverts around the internet called DeMoist.
DeMoist. Right? Sounds like another 14-year-old, to be like, honest with
it's
you.
It's all your real info.
That's creepy as fuck. That is, oh my God.
But I can totally.
Including a social security number? That's nuts.
So, okay.
Jeez.
What do you feel? What do you do? Come on, Maria. Get yourself in the zone.
I have actually known people this has sort of happened to.
Oh my God. Okay. Talk. Tell us everything. We won't tell anyone.
Well, it was not nowhere near quite this bad. It was more innocuous. Like, a friend of mine in high school, she had a slightly older brother. They were like a year or two apart. And she found out that her brother had subscribed her to a whole bunch of, and this is like in the 90s, we're pre-internet. He had subscribed her to like a whole bunch of like Victoria's Secret catalogs and all sorts of things that
that's hilarious.
That he really wanted to look at because, you know, but they were all under her name. So it gave him cover. Like, oh, no, these are for her. This is not for me. But, like, they mysteriously always disappeared to his room. I remember when she found it and she was like, why is there a pile of Victoria's Secret in my name? I've never read this catalog in my life. And they're in my brother's room. Oh, no. But they're all in my name.
Okay, so one thing you could do is you could tell mom and dad. Now, you're 18, technically an adult, still living at home. Do you get mom and dad involved? Because Mark's going to get a freaking bollocking.
Yeah, like, how serious is this? Like, I know what Mark's impersonating Scotty, and that's weird, but he's doing this on, like, legit dating sites, too?
Well, he's on sites, and it seems to be all chatty. He's obviously not met anyone or doesn't seem to have. There's no been, like, let's meet here. It all seems to be online wank material. Is what Scott's thinking.
I mean, it sounds like a 14-year-old is sort of role-playing.
The laundry's full of socks, is all I can say.
Oh, boy. He's role-playing, which is sort of a thing that one does, I suppose. But the using of his brother's info and then a 14-year-old being on these dating sites is super not safe.
Probably normal.
Aren't there like tumblers or something for people to role play? Just make pretend about stuff. It feels like it's skirting too close to reality, and that's not good for a 14-year-old.
Well, you could WTF your brother, right? You could just go, "What the fuck are you doing? I caught. Oh my god, right?" And let him deal with it.
I think it would depend on your relationship with your brother.
Yeah, because they get on well, and that's what Scott's worried about. I mean, Scott's fucking furious, right? But he doesn't want to embarrass him to the point of destroying their brotherness.
Yeah, because if he takes it to his parents, that's the nuclear option.
That's a nuclear option.
But at the same time, oh man, wouldn't you want your parents to know about something like this? Because if your brother's doing something unsafe.
What about catfishing him back?
No.
Become your own Des Moist. Get your own new name.
Gross.
Seek him out.
Gross. Yeah, but you'll be getting, like, sexual messages from your younger brother. That's so,
Well, if you printed them out and put them around his room, that maybe that's what you do. You just start printing them out around,
No, suddenly Des Moist is saying, Maddie, just get back to your trigonometry homework and stop the nonsense. Like, I know who this is. Knock it off. Put the fear of God into him.
Maybe contact Des Moist and say, you've been talking to a 14-year-old, just FYI. Yeah. So actually, that's what he ends up doing. That's what Scott does. He does get in touch with Des Moist and says, look, you've been talking to my brother. He's 14. He grabbed my name. None of this is true. It turns out that's the only person he's been really yakking to with any regularity. And he kills the account.
And then Des Moist is like, I'm a 13-year-old, so that's cool. You might want to tell your parents, and then if you've got a good relationship with them, maybe be like, I'll handle it and here's what I'm going to do. And they'll be like, okay. But you have to have like an amazing relationship with your parents at that age. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what parent would take, you know, especially, I mean, the reading the messages at night, though, must be hilarious. If even if you're a mom and dad, right, if you could read your 14-year-old kid's love language, I'm sure you would kill yourself laughing.
Yeah, but isn't that also like a boundary thing? Like, that's the age where your kid starts becoming like their own person.
Oh, yeah, you don't want them to know, obviously. You do it.
Yeah. Oh, God. What a sticky pickle! That's a really tough one.
That's it for this week's Sticky Pickles. If we made you smile, you know what to do. Subscribe and review.
You can get in touch with us on social media. We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram. Anything else you can find on stickypickles.com.
Yay!
This Sticky Pickles episode was created, hosted, and produced by Maria Varmazes and Caro Terrio. Inspired by the internet, embellished by us.